Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
Coach FM, 99.9 FM, Nairobi, Kenya.
Ni makala maalum kuhusu kilimo cha familia yakiletwa kwako na Coach FM.
This is a special radio segment on family farming.
Ukosefu wa chakula nchini ni moja wapo wa changamoto zinazokumba.
Food insecurity is one of the biggest challenges that our country is facing. Most of the families can only afford one meal per day, while others sleep hungry. According to statistics from UNDFF, family farming is contributing to food production in the country. But what is family farming? According to the definition by most agricultural experts, it is farming that is operated and managed by family members, and each member plays an active role in the farming. We asked a few people about their thoughts on family farming, and here are their views.
My name is James Mukuna. With family farming, we exchange ideas as a family. For instance, how to grow certain vegetables. We plant them ourselves as a family, and the farm belongs to us.
My name is Rebecca Wegeza Azira, and my view on family farming is that when we are one family, we advise each other and make decisions together. We decide what to plant, based on what did not go well last season.
Those are the voices of some of the people we interviewed. Now, let's join our reporter, Emmanuel Munyuka, who had the privilege to speak to Florence Okubaso, a family farmer.
When practicing family farming at home, we sit together as family and make decisions on how we will cultivate our garden. We decide which part of the land we should use for vegetables and any other plants according to the season. As far as challenges to family farming, I would say that each and every activity has challenges. In farming, one might prepare the garden and not have time to go to the capital to buy seedlings and fertilizer. Or, when one has financial constraints, his or her ability to farm goes down. In this case, one should look for organizations that support farmers with seedlings and fertilizer. I want to urge those who have a small portion of land to use it. Farms have a lot of benefits, and it would encourage more people to get into farming to help cater for daily needs in our families and in order to curb the national disaster of hunger amongst our communities.
You are listening to a special segment on family farming, which has been brought to you by Koch FM. Successful family farming requires skills, commitment, and coordination, despite the challenges that do arise, especially when dealing with family members. Now let's join our family farmer expert from BioVision Africa Trust, who will take us through the importance of family farmers in our community and how to overcome the challenges that come with family farming.
My name is Njeri Kinuthia. I work with BioVision Africa Trust, based in Kasarani. My work entails teaching farmers on the ways of farming without polluting the environment. There is a very big importance on the family farming together. First, the family farms according to their needs, and this enables all members of the family to get a good amount of food. They put their needs first, before going to sell the excess food. When planting time comes, you will have seeds to plant because you have saved it for yourself. Employment is another issue. Family farming assures year-round employment in that farm. In cases where they have excess, they can sell and get more money to do other things. Family farms also conserve the environment. They address challenges like climate change, deforestation, and difficulties related to diet.
We also had the opportunity to speak to Hudson Shiraku, who gave us an insight on how family farming is contributing to food security and some of the policies that safeguard family farming.
My name is Hudson Shiraku, and I work with BioVision Africa Trust as the supervisor of a project called InfoNet BioVision. When you don't have food in the house, you have to get money to buy food from outside. But when you have food in the house, you can use that same money to pay school fees for your child, hospital bills, and many other uses that help in building the nation. That is just one way in which this kind of farming is useful. Where I come from, we say that when you are full, you get energy to engage in activities that build the nation. But on an empty stomach, you will not have energy to go to work. That is why this type of farming is important. Those who practice this type of farming also follow certain important rules, such as crop mixing. Food security is achieved by growing, for example, mice, beans, and vegetables. One gets all the food and nutrients needed in their body. Parents should also be told that marriage is a choice, and there are women who choose to remain single. According to the law, a woman has the right to practice farming just as males in a homestead. There are laws that govern such incidences as when the female child leaves home, but life gets tough in marriage, and she decides to come back to her parents' home. In this case, she has a right to inherit land from her parents.
From all of the discussions we've had today, it is clear that family farming is contributing to food security in a great way, not only to the families, but also the whole country. So the roles of various stakeholders, including the Ministry of Agriculture, community members, organizations specialized in creating awareness among family farmers, are all very important. So we have come to the end of this special radio segment on family farming. My name is Maureen Ombonya.
Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
This is Yenkaza Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming.
In collaboration with AMARC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.